Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
I'm excited about today's podcast. Anytime I get to interview an entrepreneur, and I have somebody who does something unique. We have a lot of certain businesses, but I think this is a unique one. He does incredible vacations. He does, you know, basically this executive couple experience, families, private and custom experiences worldwide. And I just came back from a vacation. I spent way more than I should have, and it wasn't that great of an experience. So I'm open to listening to what he's doing differently. Shane Mahoney's with me here today. He's the founder of Lugos Travel, the entrepreneur travel club, Travel to Give Back. Shane, it's great to have you on the podcast.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the time.
All right. So yeah. So I always like to start with, how did you end up being an entrepreneur in the first place? Like, how did you get from being, you know, an employee to, you know, starting your own company?
You know, I have a snarky answer for that, but no, I mean, honestly, I felt like I had something to be able to offer to the American public as it pertained to travel, based on my experience growing up and being able to kind of see the world. And I kind of saw the American market as very specific to itself, apart from other countries. And so what I wanted to be able to do was really cater to people who are very busy, who work a lot, and don't have time to be able to plan all the things that they need to do, but still experience the world. And you know, what I really noticed was a lot of entrepreneurs and people, we just sort of get like mired into what we're doing right now. And so it's really, really difficult to think about like 2-3 months ahead or 5 months ahead on like what we're going to do for fun, right? I think fun becomes this like really spontaneous thing that we try to do. And because of that, really what happens is, you know, we kind of kick the can down the road until the stress level has just built up and up and up. And then when it's finally time to make a decision, we'll make any decision just to have it off our
back. That's exactly what I always tell my family. A, I will pay for anything or everything. Like, I make it really simple. I said, this is really simple. You all tell me when you plan it. Here's my credit card. Just let me know what the, you know, it's like, just do it. What ends up happening every time is months before, nobody's ever nailed anything down. I'm the one who always gets crap done. I can get it done in an hour. So I'm like, okay, what are the dates again? What do you guys got planned again? Boom, 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 boom. You know, I go on Expedia or whatever it is and you know, book it from top to bottom and then it's done. But you're right. I get, and then you get to where you have your favorite spots because they're easy.
Well, so that easy button is unfortunately the death of really interesting vacations. You're going to end up on a cruise or you're going to end up somewhere you've been before.
No, that's exact 1,000%. And I'm a creature of habit anyway. So just curious for us, you know, these vacations, I can tell this is a unique demographic. So just kind of tease us with these range from, I can only imagine from 8, and you're not going to shock me because I had the guy on here that did the oh golly, I just going blank on his name, but he does like trips for the different, like if you want to go to Mars, he's the guy that you'd reach out to. Gosh, he wrote the book. Oh my gosh, what did it swim something with sharks or something? Oh, blue fish. Yeah, I interviewed
Steve Sims, I think.
Yeah, I had Steve Sims on. He like takes people to the Vatican. So, you know, okay, you're going to do background singing for Bono. You know, yeah, I had Steve Sims on. It was just these like, you know, what if you could imagine it, you know, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for a time I went down a similar path. And really why I changed what it is that we do and how we service the market is to be able to streamline the entire process. I think too much in travel, we think big picture, like beautiful scenery and the, like the picturesque, the Instagram stuff, right? Yeah. And what a lot of people are not thinking about is the process. And the process is so steep to be able to get to that Instagram worthy thing that it really hams people up from doing anything. And so I wanted to take a different tack. We can do all the Instagram pretty stuff and all that, but I'm more concerned with what is the process of actually booking the travel? And what we've done is actually pretty revolutionary. We are the only company in the world that can get you a custom proposal good for any dates of the year in under 5 minutes. Now, our website promises it in under 24 hours because, you know, I like to over deliver. But honestly, in one afternoon, you can get your proposal. You can completely customize it the way that you and your family want to. You know exactly how much it is. You can buy it and put down the deposit. And then you tell us when you're going to go. And we don't care. It could be a Holy Week. It could be Christmas to New Year's. It could be a Saturday or a Friday or a Tuesday. It doesn't matter. Right. So we streamlined the entire process. And to be able to do that, we had to reinvent a lot of different things. And so to be able to deliver on this, the process is super simple. So we deliver on two fronts, which is one, our essential tour. Our essential tour is anything that any traveler would need, whether they've never been somewhere or they've been there five times. And it includes private, round trip, English speaking, transportation with standard gratuity included, starting from your home and anytime you have your luggage or anytime it's more than 20 minutes from point to point.
Yeah.
Our expectation is if you're just going to dinner, you'll walk or take a cab.
Yeah.
That's the simple stuff. We include hotels, 4-star and up. We always do a minimum 1 category upgrade. So all of our clients are never in a standard room. They're always in a superior or deluxe room, which I think matches up with the American market wanting to have a little bit more room on a European vacation and things like that. We include breakfast daily. We include a welcome dinner the first night of your vacation, a farewell dinner on the last night of your vacation. If you take a train, we do first class tickets only. And lastly, you get 1 privately guided tour with skip the line access to anything you might do for each city you visit. So for a lot of people, really, that's everything that you need. And it's a great entry price that allows a lot of people.
Thought through everything. It's funny you say that. I hate to interrupt because I'm thinking like.
Yeah, it's okay.
That's how I think. Like everything you're going down, I go, no, that's what I would have done. Yeah, I would have done that. Yeah, I would have done that. You know, you kind of thought through the upper 20% that can afford this and do a trip that's, you know, next level. You know, there's certain things that you're thinking and you've hit all of them.
And, you know, and then the real magic really comes on the second part, which is, so you have everything that anybody would need. And then it's, how do you make it custom? How do you make it yours, really? And it's super simple. I found that after 10, 11 years of doing this, everybody falls into really one of about 4 different categories. And to be honest, they can fall into multiple of 4 categories. But one is our saver category. It's anything foodie related. We do tastings, wineries, breweries, cooking classes, Michelin star dining opportunities, whatever. We just have 4 or 5 curated options in each of these categories. And you can click, you can see exactly how much it is. And we add it in, making sure it works. The second category is our explore categories, anything cultural related, deeper dives into peoples and places. The third is excite. That's anything adrenaline related. We've done Ferraris on or off the track. We've done hot air balloons, alpine skiing, whitewater rafting. It depends on the location, depends on what you're doing, but essentially anything that'll get your heart rate up falls into that category. And then the last one is super simple. It's called Pampered. And it's for people who already know they want the best of everything. And so with one click, you can upgrade every single one of your rooms to a junior suite or a suite, or take you from a 4-star to a 5-star hotel. It includes possible spa packages or personal shopping experiences and stuff like that. And then, so basically we have 4 or 5 different choices for each of those categories on every single one of our tours with pricing included. You can just click and add it. And then lastly, we have 2 things that really don't fall into many categories, but they're 2 things that I think are super important to be able to get an immersive experience for anybody that wants to travel. And the first is our photography package. So, you know, how many times have you seen terrible vacation photography? It's like this, you know, arm in arm, big smile, cheesy thing, you know, something.
You got the guy who walked by to do it for you.
It's terrible. So we pair you with a professional photographer for 2-hour increments. You can take 1 or multiple days. And at the end of that, we provide you with a custom leather bound photo album, just like this. And we go ahead and get this all done for you. And then you get all the digital stills as well. And so it's way to have really great pictures of your vacation. And then lastly, and this is just something that I invented because I didn't see anybody else doing it, is our custom daily amenities package. So have you ever gotten a bottle of champagne in your room when you were staying somewhere?
Yeah.
Were you in France when it happened?
Never.
Okay. So the thing is like, if you pay me for an Italian vacation, I put a bottle of champagne in your room, chances are good, you might like it. But I just gave you a French experience when you paid me for an Italian vacation. And so really the disconnect, I think, was more than I could bear. And so being as how we're paid to be experts in each of the countries that we do business in, what we did instead is we found locally produced, locally sourced specialties of every single area that could be candles, clothes, jewelry. It could be food, non-food, alcohol. It could be whatever, knives, wooden bowls. We don't care. We care that it's never, ever available in a tourist shop and that it's specific to that area. And then we have one of those items delivered to you every single day.
That's amazing. I go back to what got you so passionate about travel and creating. Obviously, you've thought through everything humanly possible, but I love the entrepreneurship end of it. So I want to figure out when did you go, okay, wait, I got something here, or I've got to create this. How did that happen?
So it's a story I've told like a million times. I try not to go too deep in it because it's I don't want to be repetitive, but I will tell you, I was 34 years old. I'd spent 12 years in sales and finance positions. And honestly, I had had it. Like, I was done with just making money and not really being happy or satisfied in my life. And so I had a really terrible idea that I was going to be a ski instructor in the French Alps. I was ready to sell it all and just forget it, right? And so it's just funny how like life works, because my mom actually clipped an article from a France magazine about this guy who had sold his 20-year real estate agency in Colorado, sold everything, moved to France and started a ski school. And I was like, that's I know it. I'm at least a good enough salesperson to get a job with this guy. And so I did. I hit him up with a really long email. And within a day and a half, we were talking on the phone for 4 hours. And it was at that point that he suggested that I should be a tour operator. And to be honest, I had absolutely no idea what a tour operator was. But instead of selling all my stuff and moving, I just researched my industry and what I did. And it was then that I really felt like I could do something for people. I was an exchange student in Barcelona. I grew up traveling. My dad was a roughneck and basically worked on an exploratory oil ship in the Indian Ocean. So I lived in Australia for 3 years and Borneo for a year. My mom's from Paris. Like,
so the globe is small
just
to you.
In there.
You want the whole world.
So at the same time, like I felt that I had really traveled the normal American family's like life. You know, I was always short on time. I was taking the same vacations, even though I knew what I knew. Like, I was taking the easy button because I knew what that stress was. Like, it was like every Christmas, it would be like, oh my gosh, we had a great year. You know what we should do? We should go on vacation. We didn't spend enough time together as a family.
Yeah.
And then every January, you just get like, boom, you're back into work mode. You forget everything. And it's always like spring break. You know, and you're like, oh my gosh, it's spring break. The kids are off for a week. What are we going to do? I don't even know. Oh my gosh, what about summer? We don't have flights. We don't have hotels. We don't have any of this stuff.
You're talking my life.
At that point, it's like, boom, now you'll do anything. And it doesn't have to be good, because now the stress has reached a level that doesn't matter what you do. It just matters that you don't have to think about it anymore. And so we developed all of our processes around that mentality, because I want people to take good vacations. I want people to explore the world. And more importantly, I want people to see other cultures for what they are, which is how much more there is sameness than there is differences. And I want to bring the world together, and travel is my way to do that.
That's so cool. I'm, you know, being an entrepreneurial addict, I just love how somebody bumps into a problem or something in life just flips things. From that comes a business, comes just like an idea, just comes that change, which then becomes a business. And then it just, and this story, though your story is different, it's the same story so often. You know, you reach that point in life where, you know, I'm not happy. What I'm doing is not fulfilling. So you start looking into something, curiosity, you start looking for your passion and or your purpose. And then you find a way to kind of monetize it a little bit. And because you're so passionate about it, you find a way to do it better than anybody else.
You know,
and bam.
I mean, to be honest, you know, I wish I could take a lot of credit. I have a great team. We're able to come up with a lot of these things. And it was over the years that I noticed that, like, you know, most companies in the world are going to be that do what I do, okay, that are going to put together a custom vacation for you, are going to get you a proposal in 5 to 7 days. And if it was perfect, that might be okay. But by that point, that I know that by the time I've been called, the stress level is already here. So another 5 to 7 days is not a big deal. But what invariably happened was then they wanted a change. And that's another 3 to 5 days before we can get that information. And if that goes on, it could be weeks or weeks, multiple weeks before you get something done. And it just, it didn't make sense to me to be able to do that. And so we just basically kind of looked at how can we reinvent this to make it actually make sense for people so that you can make it your own without having to divulge a bunch of private information. I used to have a 6-page PDF that I would have filled out by my clients. It was like, do you smoke cigars? Are you okay around cigars? Do you sleep in the same bed as your wife? You know, information that I need to know if I'm going to get you your hotel. Like, do you like high floors, low floors? Do you like this? Do you like that? And all this stuff. And it's like a lot of information to get from somebody before you've even really gotten a chance to know them. Yeah. And so what I did was I really wanted to rethink about how we did things so that I don't need to know a lot of personal information about you. I don't need to know what you're into because I trust that you know what you're into. So I just have to give you the options to be able to make those choices yourself and bring what you want into the trip. Now, from there, you know, it's our job to be able to fit all the pieces together and make it work. And
sounds
you know,
like you guys got that. It sounds like you guys got that pretty well down pat.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've basically come up with a system that makes a lot of sense. We make suggestions and things like that. But, you know, honestly, like some of our clients might pick one category over another. Yeah. And so they might take, you know, 80% or 100% of all the options in, let's say, the foodie category. It's a really popular one. I don't know if you're into food, but I am. And so like what we can do is we can look at it and say, okay, this client has already closed on all of their stuff. But now it gives us the freedom to look at it and say, well, this person's obviously into this. How can we deep dive that experience even more into that realm?
You're like what my closing company does. They send me all these, you know, the curator every month sends me, you know, Sean, we know you like this. So you might like this. No, I love it. Tell me this though. Okay. You got this incredible business, incredible travel company here. You got Entrepreneurial Travel Club and Travel to Give Back.
And that's two totally different things.
Yeah, okay, I know. But unfortunately, we're never going to get to those. So what I do want to get to is what's the one piece of entrepreneurial advice that you'd have loved to give in yourself when you first got started or to my entrepreneurial audience, like the one, you know, knowing what you now know about business and starting a company, what's the one thing you wish you would have known?
I'll tell you, I learned this in the last year and I think it's foundational. So it's a formula for success. So it's blank plus blank equals success. And the two blanks are failure and persistence. I believe very firmly that if you take failure plus persistence, you will get success. It really takes, you know, and the other thing that I would say is take Jeff Bezos's philosophy and fail as fast as you can, you know, throw stuff against the wall and see what it works. You know, we look at all the things like Amazon Prime that work really great. And we don't see all the other ones that was like hundreds of millions of dollars sunk into a 6-month project that's canned. Well, you know what? It's worth it to be able to know if whether that's going to work or not. And so being able to take that formula, I think any entrepreneur can use that.
Yeah, no, I always say, you only fail if you quit.
True.
Failure is just knowing what didn't work and what needs to be changed. I mean, that's true. All failure is that you're just getting the data that you need.
Yeah,
that doesn't work. Okay. It could mean there's a lot that needs to be changed, a little that needs to be changed, and the whole thing needs to be thrown out with the bathwater.
True.
I mean, that's all the information you got. You got to, mine it for the gold.
True. Very true. Yeah.
No, I love it. Failure plus persistence equals success. I have Shane Mahoney with me here. He's the founder of Lugo's Travel Company. I hope I said that right. Entrepreneurial Travel Club and Travel to Give Back. How can they get to this website that we've been talking about? Because I just went on one of these vacations where I rushed everything because nobody got anything done. And I'd like to say that I've only done this once, but I've probably done it 5 out of the last 6 years. So where is this site where people can have just exceptional vacations without repeating what they've always done?
Lugo's Travel, Lugo's, I came up with the name. It's not my last name. Lugo's was the ancient god of all arts and the protector of all travelers in ancient France before Julius Caesar conquered Gaul. I take safety very importantly. I think it's a big component. But where you can find me is ShaneMahoney360.com. You can have access to my calendar, all my web properties. You can see our podcasts. You'll see this podcast there, and everything else is ShaneMahoney360.com. I think that's the easiest and best place to get a hold of anything and everything that we're doing. Because above and beyond Lugo's Travel, I wish we would have had time to cover Travel to Give Back, because I think it's a good component of how to help the world, not just to have travel experiences. And then for the entrepreneurs out there, I would encourage them to check out Entrepreneurs Travel Club, because I think that's a really interesting and different product that serves a niche market.
All right. This is what happens when you only have 10 minutes, but we went 23. All right. So we beat my audience down as far as we can with as much as we can. And I think we got some really good stuff, because I personally, I love when people solve a problem and turn it into a business. Again, that is what turns me on. That's what I love about the podcast. And I love hearing that one piece of advice, because everybody kind of comes up with something that I didn't think about, and they'll say something and it fits their unique situation. I'm like,
what's yours?
I think the number one thing that I wish I would have known about, originally, is you're not going to be good at everything.
Mm-hmm.
I think we get that hubris. Like, we start something, if we get early success, we think we can do anything entrepreneurial.
True. Did you ever read Gay Hendricks' book, The Big Leap?
I have. Yes, I have.
Love that.
Yeah. Yeah. And, it's just one of those where I think hubris kicked in. I had a little bit of early success and like, oh, I can do that. And then I lost a ton of money. So that would have been my pre-5-year advice. Is
been there.
Find your lane. Stay in your lane. You can expand to some degree, but stay in your core competency there for a while.
Sure.
And if you want to jump out into something, understand it's a risk and you could completely be flushing money down the toilet, because hubris does make us do vanity projects.
True story.
Yeah, but know what it is. You know what I mean? Know what it is. Don't. And so that would be my piece of advice. Shane, it's so great to have you on the podcast. We'll have everything in the show notes.
Appreciate you so much. I hope I was able to educate and inform your listeners and add value. And I hope that anybody can reach out to ShaneMahoney360.com if they want to know more.
And I'm sure they will. Anybody, if you're listening to this podcast, you're definitely learning something. I want to thank you again for listening. Subscribe, give it a 5-star review, tell others about it. That's what we ask. It's funny. We woke up this morning, we were top 10 in Canada, and we were like number 5 in Ireland last week. And it absolutely blows me away.
I love it.
Completely humbled by it. So again, thank you for listening to the podcast. It's brought to you by GetStartedMarketing.com. Need more leads? You need more sales? You don't understand marketing? Get one of their free analyses. GetStartedMarketing.com. We will talk again real soon.